Now we come to chapter 7, and I have labeled chapter 7 the man who came to dinner but died on the gallows. And I want to tell you, he got a necktie party at the end of the dinner, and a kind of a party he wasn't looking for by any means. But he goes to this dinner now with mingled feelings. He's thrilled that the queen has invited him. But the way things have worked out, that he's had to honor this man Mordecai, and I'm of the opinion at this moment he doesn't quite understand why that he is being honored. That is, why Mordecai was being honored and why he was bypassed. But anyway, he's now going to the dinner. Chapter 7, verse 1, the man who came to dinner but died on the gallows. And he didn't die of indigestion, by the way. He's going to be hanged. Now notice what happens. So the king and Haman came to banquet with Esther, the queen. And the king said again unto Esther on the second day at the banquet of wine, "What is thy petition, Queen Esther? And it shall be granted thee. And what is thy request? And it shall be performed even to the half of the kingdom." Now, the very interesting thing here is that this queen, again, is nervous. I think that she was nervous, and probably rightly so. What in the world can she do now when these two men are present? There's been a decree against her people. It would touch her. Now, how is she going to approach a request? Because she apparently was not aware of what had taken place, that Mordecai had been honored. All she knows is that both men have come, and I imagine both of them are in a rather state of excitement because of the events that have taken place, which she's totally unaware of. But this man now, the king, he renews his overture to the queen. He says to her, "Queen Esther, you feel very comfortable now, and do not hesitate to make any request that you want to make of me. I will give you up to half of the kingdom." And that meant she'd have all of it, because, see, she's the queen, half of it's hers. So he's just turning the whole thing over to her, and he's saying to her, "You just ask what you want to, Queen Esther, and it'll be yours." Now, verse 3. "Then Esther the queen answered and said, 'If I have found favor in thy sight, O king, and if it please the king, let my life be given me at my petition, and my people at my request.'" Now she said, "My request and my petition is this. I want you to spare my life and my people." Well, the king must have been alarmed. And if he was alarmed, well, this man Haman, it was a 3-alarm for him. He never knew that the queen was a member of the nation Israel, that she was an Israelite. And you can be sure of one thing, that he's rather excited about what's taking place. Now she says here, "For we are sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be slain, and to perish." Now, if we'd been sold for male and female slaves, I had held my tongue, although the enemy could not compensate for the king's damage. Now, she said, if we'd been sold into slavery, I would have kept quiet, although it would have been to the disadvantage of the king that it happened. But I would have kept quiet. But we've actually been betrayed, and we're to be destroyed as a people. And so the thing that has happened now, why, the king, he's absolutely amazed. Who is it that would dare attempt to destroy the queen? And who would dare to attempt to destroy her people? And she says here something that I want to tell you was as shocking a statement as these two men ever expected to hear. "We've been sold. My people have been sold to be destroyed." and to be slain and to perish, and I'm included among them. We're going to be slain, not just sold into slavery.